The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus and his disciples were proceeding on their journeys, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens, and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." And to another he said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But he answered him, "Let the dead bury the dead, but you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home." Jesus answered him, "No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to the Lord Jesus Christ.
"I will follow you wherever you go." You'd think that would have produced an immediate delight in our Lord's heart. Right? Isn't that what he wants to hear from every single one of us? "Jesus, I will follow you anywhere, no matter what." And yet something was lacking, because our Lord's response was not one of sheer delight. My brothers and sisters, in whom was that man placing his confidence? "I will follow you wherever you go." His trust is in himself, in his own strength. Saint Therese, when you read her writings, said so many things like that when she first entered the convent. "I want to be a saint for you. I want to conquer the world. I want to convert all souls." And you find at the end of her life, her saying things not like, "I will do everything for you, Jesus, but Jesus will do everything for me." Not, "I will give everything to you, Lord," but, "Lord, give everything to me." There was this radical transformation that took place in her soul, and it was because she discovered her spiritual poverty, and she embraced it, and she stopped relying upon herself or her own strength, and put all her trust in God. And she got to the point where she could say, "One day when I stand before God in heaven, I will go to Him empty-handed. I won't have any merits or good deeds to offer. All I will have is this. I will offer Him Jesus. Because it will be He who accomplished everything in me." I want to close with one quote from Saint Therese that gets to the heart of this. She said, "I always feel the same bold confidence of becoming a great saint, because I do not count on my own merits, because I don't have any, but I trust in Him who is virtue and holiness itself. He alone, content with my weak efforts, will raise me to Himself and make me a saint, clothing me in His infinite merits." Let us ask Saint Therese that we might have the grace to discover ever more fully our spiritual poverty, and that we embrace it, and use every fault and weakness and sin as another means to allow Him deeper access to our hearts and surrender more fully to Him.